is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Ian Geis, and Dan Strauss, and Tim Weiland all here in the studio with me today. And now it's your chance to join us. We're going to open up the phone lines for the Harris Challenge, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. You are eligible to play as long as you have not been on in the last 60 days. And when you play the Harris Challenge, you're taking on trivia, some of it topical stuff from this week, some of it from categories full of all sorts of other things. The way it works is each category has a maximum number of 15 points that you can earn by answering 5 questions in 60 seconds. You don't have to get all the points. You have to get at least half of them. That would be 7.5. So we round it up to 8, and if you do get 8 or better, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also from Peroni's Pizza, we have a gift card for you. They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Or from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
You can join in too, Tim. There you go. We have movie passes, free movie passes, like the new one out, Mother's Day. How about that? And if you get the clean sweep,
that's all 15 points. You get a bonus prize, which includes
a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
Okay, so those are the prizes you're playing for today, and let's meet our first contestant. Mark, welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Nice to have you on the show, and that means you're the first of the 5 contestants today who will also get what we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, your chance to suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use the time for your own commercial endorsement if you've prearranged one. The airwaves are yours to exploit.
Unfortunately, no. Go Blues. Everyone have a good weekend.
Okay. Let's turn on a semi-random category computer, which will spit out the categories that you can choose from. There'll be 3 of them here, led by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? You can have that, or you can have countries in both Europe and Asia. There are only 5 of them in the world. This is a category about them. Or you can have Keanu Reeves movies, because there's this new movie from Key and Peele that's called Keanu, which is not about him at all, but inspired a category about his movies. Which of those 3 categories would you want that one?
Yep.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie series was his character named Neo?
The Matrix.
Correct. Who played the bomber whose plot he had to foil in Speed?
Cap. I'll come back to him.
In the Bill and Ted movies, was Keanu Reeves Bill or Ted?
Bill Esquire or Neo
Esquire?
He was Ted.
Ted, yeah. Alex Winter was Bill. In what movie did Keanu Reeves play a quarterback coached by Gene Hackman?
The Replacement.
That's correct. In what movie did he play a lonely doctor exchanging letters with a woman through a time travel mailbox?
That was The Lake House.
That's correct. Back to the 2-pointer for the clean sweep. Who played the bomber whose plot Keanu Reeves had to foil in Speed?
It is Dennis Hopkins.
I got to go to our judges because I heard you say Dennis Hopkins. Judges?
It's close.
I don't.
Let's have
Dennis Hopkins.
Let's have a quick conversation
here. Wait, what was this? What did you just say?
What did you say?
Not Dennis Hopkins.
Let's have a quick conversation here.
No. Right,
I'm sorry. Sorry, it had to be Dennis Hopper.
Hopper.
Yeah, that was his name.
No.
So no clean sweep for you, Mark, but fortunately, you got yourself 13 points for the win. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will meet our next contestant. Hello, Michelle.
Hi there.
Hi. Take 5 seconds and plug something, if you don't mind my saying that.
Wow, you threw me off with that. Just happy Friday.
Okay. We have you been paying attention? Countries in both Europe and Asia, or century number 19? That's our new third category.
I think I'm going to do have you been paying attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Michelle. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the only state that was not won by either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump in Tuesday's primaries?
I didn't pay attention.
You want to go to the two-pointer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Which automaker admitted this week that it has been cheating on fuel economy testing methods for 25 years?
Ford.
Mitsubishi. Which former Speaker of the House was sentenced to prison by a judge who called him a serial child molester?
Speaker of the House, God, I don't know.
All right, we're going to go to the four-pointer then.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Which presidential candidate did former Speaker of the House John Boehner call Lucifer in the flesh this week?
Repeat that again.
Presidential candidate did former...
Trump.
No, it's Ted Cruz.
Oh.
What was the stage name used by former pro wrestler Joan Lohrer, who died last week and whose brain has been donated for research into CTE?
Good Lord, I have no idea.
Let's just point out at this point that Michelle chose the category of her own free will.
I did. I could tell you a bunch of stuff about Lemonade and Caitlyn Jenner.
Her stage name wasn't Good Lord either.
No, it wasn't. Joni Lohrer was known as China. Dennis Hastert was the one called a serial child molester. And Rhode Island went for Bernie Sanders. Well, here's the good news for you, Michelle. That zero on the scoreboard is all yours.
Uh-oh.
I am so proud.
Now, when you don't win on this show, on the Harris Challenge, I do have to punish you. You know, I don't want to do that, but we're a federally licensed facility, and I have to follow the law.
Go for it.
All right. To punish you this week, we just mentioned Ted Cruz. He had a press conference a couple of days ago at which he introduced Carly Fiorina as his running mate. He's not going to be the candidate, and she's not going to be the vice presidential candidate, but now they've formed a creepy team together.
And yeah, I would have known that, too.
And when I say creepy, I mean it. Listen to her singing this song to Cruz's daughters at that campaign rally.
I know two girls that I just adore. I'm so happy I can see them more.
Oh, wow.
'Cause we travel on the bus all day. We get to play. We get to play. I won't bore you with any more of the song.
Okay. You can't even take it.
That was unfortunate, yeah.
That's her audition for the new Fox Theater production of Creepy Mary Poppins. Michelle, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you very much for playing. Let's meet our third contestant today. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Hi. Take 5 seconds and plug them.
Let's go Blues.
Wow, you almost morphed into the horn there for a second. I thought somebody had scored a goal. All right, let's see what we got on the category list now. Countries in both Europe and Asia. Century number 19, or our new third category, Sports and Showbiz Week.
Let me have the 19th century.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Josh. Let's play the Harris Challenge. When the first movie theater opened in 1896, how much was admission? A penny, a nickel, or a dime?
Nickel.
Dime. What material now used to top fences at prisons and elsewhere did Lucien Smith receive a patent for in 1867?
Barbed wire, razor wire.
Correct. Which Utah landmark was discovered by James Bridger in 1824?
The Great Salt Lake.
Correct. Which company introduced the first portable camera in 1888?
Polaroid.
Kodak. Which woman, whose name is still on a major dairy company, got a patent for condensed milk in 1858?
I'm going to kick myself if something fell. Borden.
Stop. Don't try any further. Once you get the correct answer, don't go any further. It was Gail Borden.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I didn't have to check with the judges on that because you blurted it out along the way. Before you changed your mind, I wanted to stop you. That's correct, Gail Borden. So 2 for barbed wire, 3 for the Great Salt Lake, and 5 for Ms. Borden. Gives you a total of 10 for the win, Josh.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Stand by for a moment. I will bring in our fourth contestant now. Hello, Pat.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. 5 seconds to plug.
Paul, I'm a retired mailman, and I work part-time driving for Enterprise Leasing. So, folks, keep those cards and letters coming. And for your lease and rental needs, call Enterprise. We will pick you up.
Okay. I'm sure Mr. Taylor was happy with that. We have two categories left here, Pat. You can have countries in both Europe and Asia, or Sports and Showbiz Week.
Let's do Sports and Showbiz Week.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of Prince's backup band who this week announced they will reunite after his death?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
Which TV show about a lawyer named Alicia Florrick will air its season finale this Sunday night?
That would be The Good Wife.
Correct. Which NFL player's four-game suspension was upheld by a judge this week?
Tom Brady.
Correct. What is the name of the album Beyonce dropped last weekend?
Lemonade.
Yeah, Michelle would have known that. Which star of the new movie Mother's Day was named World's Most Beautiful Woman on the cover of People magazine this week?
Jennifer Aniston.
Very good. Go back to the one-pointer. Take a guess if you have to. This is for the clean sweep. What is the name of Prince's backup band, which announced this week they will reunite after his death?
Purple Rain. I have no idea. I'm not a big Prince fan.
Well, it's the group that worked on Purple Rain with him. It was Prince and the Revolution.
Never would have gotten it.
That's all right. You got yourself 14 points for the win, Pat. Congratulations.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay. Dan will get your information while I meet our final contestant, and that's you, Ken.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Ken. Welcome to the show. Take your five-second cheat plug opportunity.
You can learn to scuba dive at Waikiki Divers in Creve Coeur or South County.
Okay. We have one category left here, Ken. It's called countries in both Europe and Asia. There are only five of them.
Oh, great.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these is not true about Azerbaijan? Most of its citizens are Muslim. It borders the Caspian Sea, or its national sport is fencing.
It borders the Caspian Sea.
No, it's the national sport, which is actually freestyle wrestling. Which country's largest city is Istanbul?
Turkey.
Correct. Which country shares its name with a state in the American South?
Georgia.
Correct. Which country is so big it spans 11 time zones?
Russia.
Correct. Which of these is not true about Kazakhstan? It's the world's largest landlocked country. It's home to the world's oldest lead mine. Or it was once occupied by Genghis Khan.
It was once occupied by Genghis Khan.
No, it actually was once occupied by Genghis Khan. I think he ran it as a nice little Airbnb operation. It's not true. Kazakhstan is not home to the world's oldest lead mine. But you got the 2 and the 3 and the 4 for 9 points, Ken. Congratulations. We only had single punishment this week because of that.
Oh, thank goodness.
Nicely done. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. If you've missed any previous editions, the archives are all on my website, harrisonline.com. And don't miss future editions. Come back here every Friday at 5:15 and play along with us live here on the Big 550 KTRS, available worldwide via the free KTRS app.